We're hearing for the first time from a driver on Interstate 5 who was nearly crushed when derailed Amtrak train cars tumbled from an overpass last month south of Tacoma. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has her story.
Celia Goetz was commuting to work in Olympia on the Monday before Christmas. She passed under a railway bridge at the very moment Amtrak Cascades Train 501 came flying off the tracks.
I could feel the lights of the train shooting across my car, and in my head, I thought I was going to be T-boned. That was the vision that came to my head.
The 30-year-old state worker from Seattle says she had no chance to brake.
My body and brain just relaxed into it, and I prepared for really extreme impact. I thought maybe that was going to be the end for me.
One of the tumbling rail cars struck and crushed the very back of Goetz's Toyota RAV4. Her SUV spun around and skidded to a stop. Goetz was treated for back and neck injuries and released the same day. She says she has ongoing nightmares. On Tuesday, a Seattle law firm sued Amtrak on her behalf for unspecified damages. It's at least the third lawsuit accusing Amtrak of negligence related to the derailment near DuPont, Washington. Three passengers on the train died, and more than 60 suffered serious injuries. Goetz was one of eight additional people hurt in car versus train collisions on the freeway. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.